From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rebels backed by Turkey have made major gains in recent hours in northern Syria, expelling Kurdish-led forces from towns and villages, part of a determined campaign by Ankara to push the militants east of the Euphrates River. Meantime, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his military is committed to fighting terrorism in Syria and Iraq. VOA asked Middle East scholar Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales, which will be Mr. Erdogan's focus, the Islamic State or the Kurds with whom his government has been at odds.
I think really his main focus is to stop the Kurds because he's concerned about the contagion effect that the Kurds in Turkey will see the Kurds in Syria, with whom they have close ties, doing well, forming sort of a government. They've got an area called Rojava, which is being run almost on socialist or communist lines and seems to be doing reasonably well in the context.
Elsewhere in Syria, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian government helicopters dropped two explosive-packed barrel bombs on a funeral over the weekend just minutes apart in the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo, killing at least 23 people. Supporters of Gabonese President Ali Bongo and his chief rival, Jean Ping, are both claiming victory and alleging fraud in the tiny oil-rich West Central African nation's presidential election. Official results of Saturday's election won't be known until Tuesday. Gabon does not have a runoff system, so the candidate with the most votes in the 10-candidate field will be winning the election. A Ping victory would end a half-century of Bongo family rule. This is VOA News. The commander of Colombia's FARC insurgency said Sunday his fighters will end all hostilities early today, following a peace agreement to be signed next month, ending more than a half century of fighting.
En mi condición de comandante del Estado Mayor Central de las FARC,
Rodrigo Londoño, leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, made the announcement in Havana, where both sides negotiated a peace deal over the course of 4 years. Earlier, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos announced the military would end operations against the rebels today. The deal is expected to be put into a referendum next month. Brazil's suspended President Dilma Rousseff makes her final appeal today before the Senate in an impeachment trial many observers say will permanently remove her from office and end more than a decade of leftist rule by her Workers' Party. Ms. Rousseff stands accused of violating budgetary laws and has denied any wrongdoing. During the last day of testimony on Saturday, Nelson Henrique Barboso, former Brazil finance minister, said he thinks the Constitution is clear, that there is a huge difference between carrying out political trials and trying to justify criminal activity of a public official. A deep recession in Brazil and a widening government corruption scandal have eroded Ms. Rousseff's popularity since her re-election in 2014. Iran has arrested a member of a team that played a role in negotiating a milestone nuclear agreement with world powers. According to Iran state media, a judiciary spokesman says a spy who had infiltrated the nuclear team was released on bail after being held in a jail for a few days. The negotiator's identity was not disclosed, but the spokesman said he is still under investigation. Last year, Iran agreed to curb its nuclear program in exchange for relief from mostly global economic sanctions. The deal is opposed by many hardliners who view it as a concession to the United States. United Nations on Sunday urged African nations to close a gender gap that has cost the African continent more than $95 billion and lost economic potential. The UN Development Programs Administrator Helen Clark said in many countries, women are banned from owning or inheriting land, making it hard to borrow money. Clark said if gender gaps are closed, it would accelerate the eradication of poverty and hunger. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.